The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Hello, everyone. This is End Time Headlines. I am your host, Ricky Scapero, the founder, the pastor, and the voice of End Time Headlines. And I want to welcome you to this special broadcast. This is a recorded broadcast that was not broadcasted live. Typically, we broadcast all of our podcast segments live via by Facebook, our Facebook page. And typically, we upload those to many of our social networks, such as YouTube and Rumble and so on and so forth. But today, because of the content sensitivity of this message today, we are not going to be posting this, or we're not going to be sharing this on YouTube, nor will it be shared via Facebook Live. Now, why are we doing that? Why have we decided that? Because I've called this Welcome to the Next Phase. Welcome to the Next Phase. Now, why am I saying welcome? Because it is already upon us. It has already arrived, and we are seeing this play out. So today, I'm going to be dealing with the next phase on the vaccines, on the virus, the next variant, and where this is all heading. And I'm going to, at the end of this segment, I've saved the last portion of what we're going to be talking about today for the last end of this segment, because it's the most shocking and I believe it's the most prophetic in nature. So let me start with this. Los Angeles, according to a report from the LA Times, or actually this is the San Diego Tribune. I want to make sure we get that right here. Enforcement began Monday in Los Angeles for one of the strictest vaccine mandates in the country. According to the report, a sweeping measure that requires proof a vaccine for everyone entering a wide variety of businesses, from restaurants to theaters and gyms to nail and hair salons. While the last order aimed at slowing the spread of the virus took effect on November 8th, city officials spent the past 3 weeks providing business owners the information and resources They provided owners the information and resource business they need to comply. Quote, nobody wants to penalize anyone, said Sharon So, the city's chief legislative analyst, whose office drafted the enforcement rules. That's why we've been prioritizing education. Again, let's recap this. Los Angeles, California is now enforcing one of the strictest vaccine mandates in the country. You pretty much can't go in any type of business without showing your proof of vaccination. Now, what happens if you don't have your proof of vaccination? A first offense will bring a warning, but subsequent ones could produce fines running from $1,000 to $5,000. Inspectors with the Department of Building and Safety will enforce the mandate, and the city hopes to eventually get assistance from the LA County Department of Public Health. She went on to say that, or the article said, she didn't immediately know if any warnings or citations were issued on Monday. So this is what's going to happen if these are not enforced by businesses in Los Angeles. And we can't say if it's already being implemented, or as far as the fines and penalties go. Quote, we have to adapt to whatever rules are coming at us. Let everyone hear that clearly. Quote, we have to adapt to whatever rules are coming at us. In other words, you do what you're told. Whatever they tell you, you just need to be a good citizen and comply, and everything will go well for you. It will go good for you. You will have freedom to move around and move about and have luxuries. You can eat. You can get your nails done. You can get your hair done. You can go to the tanning salons. You can do this. You can do that. But if you don't comply, it will be bad for you. And if you are a business owner and you don't comply, we hope that you have deep pockets. We have to adapt to whatever rules are coming at us, and our customers go along with us. Those that don't want to wear a mask or show vaccine proof can sit in the outdoor patio or take their coffees and pastries to go. So again, this is happening in Los Angeles. All right, I'm going to shift gears here and show you what's happening in Greece. Greece is actually setting some unprecedented decisions as well. In fact, there's the headline from the Associated Press: Greece mandates vaccines for residents over 60 years of age. According to the report, residents in Greece over the age of 60 years of age will have to undergo mandatory vaccines against the virus. Here we go. Ready? Or face a monthly fine of $114 a month beginning January 1st. This was announced by the Prime Minister of Greece, declaring the country's first general inoculation mandate. The Greek government decided upon the measure in response to a surge in new deadly infections. And here it is. You're going to hear a lot about this, so you might as well get used to this. The emergence of the Omicron variant. By the way, the U.S. announced today the first case of Omicron in the United States. I mean, are we really shocked and surprised? But guys, this is chilling. 60 years of age and older, mandatory vaccines. And if they don't comply, $114 a month fines are coming your way. I mean, are they going to send a bill in the mail? Are they going to garnish your Social Security, your checks, your wages? Are they going to come knocking at the door like they're going in the streets and going in the business? And when you go into these businesses in place like in Spain and Greece, different place in France, where if you go in, you have to show your papers. You have to show your QR code on your phone to show your proof of vaccination. The government has ruled out imposing new lockdowns, but it says it's targeting the elderly with tougher restrictions to protect the public health service as ICU occupancy is near capacity nationwide. Quote, the new Omicron variant is a concern for us and means we must be vigilant. Again, it's the Prime Minister. Unfortunately, of the 580,000 unvaccinated of our fellow citizens over the age of 60, only 60,000 set up appointments to get vaccinated. But quote, it is mainly people over 60 who require hospital treatment and sadly lose their life. These deaths are unnecessary. So to ensure that you're not going to die, you're going to be mandated to get the jab. And if you don't, it ain't going to be your arm that's hurting. It's going to be your pocketbook, $114 a month. Let's move on. Let's go to let's take another ride on Crazy Train today. CNBC's Jim Cramer of Mad Money demands that Biden impose a nationwide vaccine mandate in what is being called an epic rant. Let me give you a little bit of a, I'm going to give you a little bit of an excerpt of this from CNBC. CNBC host Jim Cramer demanded that President Joe Biden impose a nationwide vaccine mandate on every American in an impassioned rant at the end of his show. This took place on Monday night's edition of CNBC's Mad Money, where Mr. Cramer devoted part of his show to working the financial angles of the Omicron, there it is, variant, that burst onto the scene over Thanksgiving weekend. Well, it really didn't burst on the scene. Obviously, it's been here for a while, or it's either been here for a while or this sucker travels real fast to get around the world. But anyway, but he wrapped up the show with an impassioned rant in which he asked viewers, quote, with the new Omicron variant sweeping the globe, how do we finally put an end to this pandemic? How do we save lives and get businesses back to normal? You think there's going to be normal so everybody can put dinner on the table? How are we going to do this, Mr. Cramer? Well, his proposal is, quote, the federal government needs to require vaccines, including booster shots, for everyone in America by January 1st. He even went on to say that, quote, it's time to admit that our government has lost the ability or the will to make our people do the right thing. In other words, Mr. Cramer is thinking that the government has not been forcible enough. Do we need to be like Greece, Mr. Cramer, and target the elderly and threaten? Could you imagine your grandparents being threatened with fines of $114 a month if they do something? Look, and again, whether you're pro or against, whatever, but again, you either do it or there will be consequences. Can you imagine your grandparents or your parents being threatened with this kind of stuff? Mr. Cramer says that it's time that we admit that our government has lost the ability or the will to make our people do the right thing. Well, what's the right thing, Mr. Cramer? Oh, of course, it's get the vaccine. Nobody wants to be the bad guy, quote, said Cramer. Quote, so we've allowed uncoordinated health organizations to dictate an on again, off again, series of measures that mostly just leave us baffled and confused. Well, I agree with that. Cramer continued by slamming the Biden administration and anti-vaxxers. There it is. Quote, we haven't centralized the issue to the point where the White House actually seems to take responsibility. He went on to say, quote, we'd see first was the CDC, then the FDA, the National Institutes of Health, mostly coordinating policy through talk shows. Then we left vaccination policy to individual companies. Now it's toothless, OSHA going back and forth on what's allowed in factories, but nobody with any power saying the frontline workers need to be vaccinated. It's just plain wrong, and most of us are sick of it. Yeah, we're sick of it, all right. Even as a vocal anti-vax minority is always grabbing the mic, this charade must end, said Mr. Cramer. The government must require vaccinations. Not of this group or that group, not company by company, in a cruise ship by cruise ship, or airline by airline, or governor by governor. The buck stops at the White House. In other words, he is implying that Biden hasn't done enough to enforce the vaccine and the mandates, and Mr. Cramer is saying that they are spineless and that they need to take responsibility, and there needs to be more forcible mandates at a greater level of severity. Wow. Now, and by the way, this kind of rhetoric is not the only, this is not only coming from people like this. It's not coming from people on The View. It's not just coming from celebrities. It's not just coming from Hollywood stars. It's not just coming from musicians. But here, just today, the EU Commission President, Miss Ursula von der Leyen, warned that it is, quote, time to think about mandatory vaccination across the entire European Union. This warning came after Austria and Germany announced plans to force jabs on all adults. She said, quote, it's time to think about making COVID jabs mandatory. The article said that, quote, while it will ultimately be up to each European state to set its policy, she said it is her personal opinion that forcing people to get this shot should be discussed. This comes after Austria announced plans to make vaccines mandatory by February. Aid, and by the way, Austria is handing out heavy fines for those who revolt. And they even locked down the unvaccinated from society. But Mr. Cramer said that that's what needs to come to America because we're not doing enough in America. Is that what we need in America, Mr. Cramer? We need to lock these people down, lock them away, throw away the key, put them in camps, put them in re-education, mark them, brand them. Put, oh, that's right. That has happened in history before, hasn't it? Wow. So again, this is stunning news. And this rhetoric is being repeated and repeated and repeated. Then we have, I want to share this with you real quick. Then we have Republicans here in America, at least in the White House or in the Congress, threatening to shut down the government over vaccine mandates. So it looks like somebody's drawing a line in the sand. Conservative Republicans in the House and Senate are planning to force a, quote, government shutdown on Friday to deny funding needed to enforce the Biden administration's vaccine mandates on the private sector, according to Politico. Now, this comes as, what was it, 10 states? 10 states? A federal judge ruled that, and 10 states ruled against the mandatory vaccine. Then, this is stunning. According to a report from CBS News, one Texas resident has just received over $4,000 in bills, in hospital bills, after simply getting tested for COVID. Listen to this. I'm going to read you this. This is again from CBS News. When Jaden Janik learned he had been exposed to COVID shortly after his 75-year-old grandmother died from the virus last year, he knew what he had to do. He went to the hospital for a rapid test that he thought would be free. He was wrong. And not only was he wrong, he was painfully wrong. Several months later, the Texas resident received two bills totaling over $4,000. Quote, I felt very angry. I felt deceived, Janik told CBS News. Janik is not alone. Although COVID testing costs are supposed to be covered under most circumstances, some people have been getting large and confusing bills, including some for hundreds or even thousands of dollars. The first bill Janik received was for $2,700, covering the emergency room and lab fees. He later received a doctor's bill for $1,300. His insurance provider, which was Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas, told him not to worry because it would send him a check for those bills. It eventually did send him a check that he used to pay the Tulsa ER and hospital, Janik said. But unbeknownst to him, a second check the insurer sent him never arrived, leaving him fighting the hospital's bill and getting collection calls for nearly a year. The hospital told CBS News it will accept whatever money Janik's insurance company sends him, and that once they get it, he won't owe anything anymore. But Janik said, quote, what if this happens to someone else and they do truly believe that they are personally liable for these charges? How are they going to be able to make ends meet given where the economy is? That's a good question, Mr. Janik. This is unbelievable, guys. This falls in the same category as when the government is always trying and urging Americans to eat healthy. You hear this all the time. You should be eating healthy. You should take care of yourself. This is going to be better for you. Get your exercise, get your vitamins, eat your this and eat that and eat this. Have you ever, I agree with that. We should be taking care of our bodies. From a biblical perspective, your body is a temple and you should take care of it. You should treat it well because you only get one body. But from a practical side, have you ever seen how much more it costs to eat healthy versus eat fast food and eat processed foods and eat junk? Again, if you want us to eat healthy, why are the prices of fruits and vegetables and clean meats astronomical? Why you can go to fast food restaurants, you can go to vending machines, you can get processed foods, and it's a fraction of the cost. Here it is again. We urge you to get tested. Get tested so you can determine whether or not you are positive, so that you can quarantine yourself and you can better to protect everybody else and you can better keep your family safe. So you go do the right thing that the government, Mr. Kramer, says the government's not doing enough. So they are telling us to make sure that we're tested, make sure that we're masked up, make sure that we're social distancing, make sure that we're washing our hands, and make sure, good heavens, if you're sick, to stay home and quarantine yourself. So they do got that going for them. And they're urging us to do that. Get tested. But it's interesting because I can go up to my local retail store and get a take-home COVID test. And I did it and I took it and it was positive and it was accurate. But if you work for a company, hospital, retail store, department store, restaurant, whatever, most cases, if you get COVID and they require you to have a negative test, they will not accept a take-home test kit. They are going to want you to go to the emergency room, the urgent care, or your primary doctor and get one of those tests. And again, I understand this man's frustrations. He's trying to do what he's being told to do, what is do the right thing. And now, what is the old saying goes? No good deed goes unpunished. Now, I've saved the best for last. Let's shift gears. ladies and gentlemen, I want to give you the most stunning headline, and I believe the largest stepping stone, and the reason why I titled this thing, "The Next Phase Has Begun." Look at this headline. Let me just read this. This is from the Gateway Pundit. Quote, over the last few years, some Swedish workers have volunteered to have microchips implanted in their hands so they no longer have to carry cash, ID, keys, and gym passes. We have reported on this for several years. This has been going on for several years. This is nothing new. Swedes have done this. And we've reported on this, and we talked about how these are all precursors to the mark of the beast. It's because a society is becoming accustomed to, and they are being conditioned to put something in their hands for a purpose. Microchips are gaining popularity in Sweden, and now are getting, and now Swedes are getting COVID vaccine passports implanted in their hands or elsewhere under their skin. Wow. This is now we reported this on endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Look, it says, quote, this is a tweet that was sent out. Get your vaccine passports and a chip in your hand or elsewhere under the skin. It is increasingly popular to insert an IOB chip in the body with different types of data. That's what we're talking about a while ago, this chip in your hand for the purpose of, again, for cashless purposes, ID, keys, gym passes, unlock your doors, that IOB chip in the body with different types of data. And now you can insert your COVID certificates in the chip. Now, I don't know about you, but the reason, and again, here I pulled up a snapshot of this right here on your screen that you're looking at, so you can see this where I've underlined this. But guys, this is chilling because, again, this is too much like Revelation 13. Now, again, I will say, I do not believe that the jab is the mark of the beast, but I'm going to tell you right now, especially with this headline, I believe that this is absolutely conditioning society to accept a system that will be coming in the future that will require, again, let's look at the scripture, Revelation 13, 16 through 18. This is the false prophet causes all, both small and great and rich and poor and free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, that they may not be able to buy nor sell, save it he that has the mark or the name of the beast. Now, I know there will be people that will watch this and say, see, it's not the vaccine because it says in the right hand or in their foreheads. And it also says here the name of the beast, the number of the of his name, and the mark, the name, and the number. Now, again, and it says a mark. And again, when you look up the Greek word mark, it's stigmata. It's the Greek word stigmotos or stigmata, where, again, it's like a branding, the branding of cattle, or like almost like a tattoo. And you'll get all kinds of theories on the mark of the beast. It's Sunday law, it's Sunday worship, it's the Catholic Church, it's this, it's in your mind, it's a thought process. Guys, I am telling you right now, regardless of what it could be, and we could put up 12 different theories, 14, 21 different opinions. The thing that's the most chilling about this report is the fact, don't miss it, that we are seeing society being conditioned to embrace and to accept a system that will be put in place that will require them, mandated to insert something into their right hands or into their forehead. And without this, they will not be able to function in society. They will not be able to buy. They will not be able to sell. They will not be able to trade. Does this sound, again, what is happening right now? Again, I'm not saying that the vaccine is the mark of the beast, but I'm saying this is a precursor because of that very reason and the fact that you're seeing what's happened in Austria, you're seeing what's happened in Germany, there's fines being implemented, they're threatening people's livelihoods if they don't accept this. You won't be able to function in society. You will be forced to be put on lockdown. You'll be locked away and put in your home and isolated from society because you are not willing to comply with the government. And you've got, and you've got people like Jim Cramer, who's a talking head on a mainstream media outlet, saying that the government of the United States is not doing enough and there needs to be stricter mandates. And then you got people like Gene Simmons of KISS that are calling the unvaccinated enemies walking among us. You've got the you've got writers of certain publications telling and writing and publicizing that people who refuse to be vaccinated should be criminally prosecuted. Then you've got the EU commissioner saying, even though it's her opinion, that everyone should be mandated to take the vaccine. What am I talking about? I'm talking about, guys, we are even at the door of what we've read about for thousands of years, and we have wondered, we have been perplexed, we have sat around and contemplated on how this is going to come to pass, how's this going to transition into this, what generation is going to be here. I'm telling you, friends, again, Luke 21, 28, Jesus said, when you begin to see all these things coming to pass, you better look up, you better lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Listen, I'm telling you, this old Kentucky boy, this preacher is telling you that all the signs are falling into place for everything that we have read and studied about in the book of Daniel and in the book of Revelation, because those two books are nearly identical and they fit together like a glove. Daniel was told to shut up and seal the words of this prophecy. And then John was told that these things will shortly come to pass. And you go to Revelation 5 and the Lamb of God, Jesus, in the tribulation begins to undo those seals. That book is open and everything that we've been warned about begins to quickly come to pass. We're in the birth pangs of the Messiah right now. We're not in the tribulation, but I'm telling you, we're even at the door. Listen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Remember, guys, this was not broadcasted on Facebook Live and it was not on YouTube. So therefore, you're watching this probably on Rumble. You're watching this probably from our app. You're watching this probably from our website. Please don't forget to share this. Share the link. But before you go, before you sign off, please do not forget, if you've not got our app, you can download it free through the Apple Store, through the Android Store, depending on what device you got, what operating system you have. Download our app. Get into your hands. Type in End Time Headlines. Get it into your hands. Get that app. You're going to get all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Push yes to push notifications. You're going to be able to watch. You're going to be able to listen to our podcast. All of it's free. And as always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity. Again, this ministry is a partner funded ministry. We operate out of the genuine offerings and partnership of people just like you. If you've been blessed by our ministry and you like to prayerfully become a partner, you can do that easily. You can either give electronically or you can give by check or money order. If you wish to give electronically, just go to our app. You can give down at the bottom, all the way to the right at the bottom. Just hit donate and give that way, or you can give to the main website at endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. If you wish to give by check or money order, you can do that by making it out of End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. Guys, we're going to sign off for today on this broadcast. You guys will probably be seeing this tonight. It is Wednesday night. We're going to have this uploaded on our main website. All that will be ready to go here tonight. So we plan on being back tomorrow on Thursday, and I've got a word out of the book of Psalms. It's an encouraging, equipping, and exhorting message. So don't forget to check that out. That will be on our YouTube channel, and it'll be on all of our social media platforms as well. So it's been a busy week, guys. We've had a lot of stuff going on, and that's why we're taking that extra time to do this and talk about this today, because this is something we needed to talk about. So we love and appreciate all of our partners just like you. And again, we hope you subscribe. If you're new to the broadcast, let us know in the Rumble comment section below. This is your first time joining us and where you guys are joining us from. We'd love to hear from you. So God bless you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.